All right, next up, I actually happen to be able to drive going kind of the whole opposite direction from the last review that we just did on the Polestar. I had a 2024 Defender 110S, and it was the Country Edition, so this is the 2024 Land Rover Defender. And as somebody that has driven a few of the Land Rover products, which, by the way, they are luxurious, they're great, they're nice. Land Rover, you know, however you want to say it, Land Rover, Range Rover, whatever, it's, to me, it's all the same company, and it is. They do a phenomenal job of the interior, all of the apportionments, how things are laid out, the comfort side of it, the quietness, and so on. And this particular vehicle, Richard, one of the things that really is enjoyable and nice is normally on an off-road type vehicle, a four-wheel drive, you know, this type of a you-can-take-it-anywhere vehicle, they sit pretty high, meaning you're kind of climbing in and out of the vehicle. This thing has the air suspension to where when you stop, it lowers, you get in, it raises. You've got the ability to adjust that even as you're doing the different things you'd want to do. And the thing I love about Land Rover is just their whole way of doing things. For example, their cold climate pack, which, yes, this makes the windshield very expensive, but they put wires in the windshield, meaning if you're in a really cold climate and everything's really bad and nasty outside, whether you're running the defrosters or not, the windshield's clear just because of how they do that end of things. You've driven some Land Rovers along those lines. You know what I mean by that. And the whole just interior and what they do, Richard, it is second to none.
You know, it really is. And a lot of people are going to have comments down on a variety of issues when it comes to Land Rover and that. But you can't question the creature comforts that they add. Like you say, the windshield, just the seats, the lumbar support, the interior features.
Correct.
As far as, you know, heated and ventilated and the climate controls and everything just feels
And there's a few cars you get into, and kind of like you were just talking about a moment ago, there's few cars you get into to where you just drive it for even a few days and you're like, wow, everything's just great in this car. And it's a hard feeling to describe to people because it's not that often where you get in a car and everything. Normally there's a little quirkiness here. There's a little this there. There's a little bit of that there. And there's just things that you just either like or don't like. This is one of those vehicles where even my wife commented, gosh, everything just seems to be in the right place and it's well thought out. And even where you grab a hold of different things and so on. I mean, the visibility, the whole nine yards. I mean, it all just works. And I know I'm kind of going on and on, but it's not often where you get in a vehicle and it feels that way. I mean, this is one of those where, you know, could I own this vehicle? Absolutely. The biggest drawback to this vehicle, and I'm just going to be personally honest, and I know that all of the manufacturers listen to our reviews, the $82,000 price tag. Not that there's not other vehicles that it's comparing to that aren't the same price, but when you start getting up into the 80s, it's not that there's anything here that disappointed me on this vehicle, Richard. It's just, would I spend 80 grand for a Defender? I don't know. That's my only drawback and only knock on this vehicle is what I just said.
Well, and like you said, you are paying for luxury. You're paying for some of those additional things. And so you, as the consumer, have to decide, and you know, people,
yep,
listening and people who do listen to our reviews, if you're in the market for a luxury car, I think this is absolutely every bit in the running. But you may get in this car and find out, I don't like that, or I don't want to have to pay for that windshield, whatever it might be. But you cannot deny the craftsmanship and the,
nope,
quality that they have put into it. And like you say, kind of to each their own, right? Everyone's going to have something that fits them. And this is definitely right up there when it comes to kind of that luxury SUV, off-road capable vehicle.
This one also came in the Tasman blue, had the white accents and so on, even had the white tailgate, which at first you look at and think, hey, I don't know if I'm into that or not. The more I was around it, Richard, I'll just be honest, the more it grew on me. This one even had the white, they look like steel wheels, but they're white aluminum wheels or mag wheels. I don't know exactly what they're made of, but an alloy wheel, and they're powder coated white. And again, at first you kind of look at it and think, oh, it looks kind of cheesy. But the more you're around it and the more you look at it, it's like, no, I actually really, again, I enjoyed the vehicle, the overall, this particular unit itself. It's not often that on a press car, I really get into, because sometimes they'll order weird colors and things like that. This particular vehicle, at first, I didn't care for it. But Richard, after being around it just a few days, I'm like, you know, is this a car I could own? Absolutely. 3-liter six-cylinder engine, 395 horsepower, 8-speed automatic. Of course, it's got a 2-speed transfer case and so on. All the other bells and whistles you want when it comes to an off-road vehicle. And will this thing go anywhere you want to go? Well, you guys see the commercials, that, you know, absolutely it will. I mean, will it go places that a lot of the other competitors say that they'll go? Other than size and maybe trying to get down some certain trails and so on, yeah, it'll actually go. Richard, for all intents and purposes, the majority of people that drive one of these, will it go everywhere they want to go? Absolutely.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, right, is you're not going crazy, and nor would you want to in an $80,000 SUV, right?
Correct.
This is meant to where if you wanted to pop it off-road, and I know Land Rover's got a gazillion accessories as well that you can add on to.
Absolutely.
These things, which is maybe a great selling feature because those you can kind of get those, I think, made by them, and it just works. And so, yeah, it's going to go 99% of people want to go that
absolutely
are willing to pay the money for the car. It will do it.
There you go. So in 2024, Defender 110S. This was the Country Edition. If you'd like to know more about that vehicle, go test drive one at your local Land Rover dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush both sent you. Richard, that's it. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.